This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly League One podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly and with me is League One and betting expert Steve Wiss and James Easton, writer on French football and a former scout in France as well. Boys, not a bad second match week of the League One season. Overall, you're at a minus 0.04 units situation at the moment, units lost at the moment. So basically level for the season so far. James, how did you get on last week, by the way?
Yes, slight loss for me last week, Rob. We had one winner, well, half winner, stakes back and one loser. So slight loss for me, but fortunately, Steve last week produced a profit, which was great.
Yeah, I was cooking on the Sunday afternoon matches, three winners out of three there. I had a daft loser on Friday night. I shouldn't really have taken Jonathan David any time. And then, well, Marseille matches, what can I say? If they didn't exist, then this show would be plus four units in profit. And do you know what, boys? I don't know if you've ever seen the Disney movie Encanto. Maybe you might have, Rob, with your little one.
No, I haven't.
There's a song in that movie called We Don't Talk About Bruno. And it's like, over here, we don't talk about Marseille. Because they are absolutely killing us at the moment. So needless to say, I'm not going anywhere near them this week.
No, me neither.
I saw that. You've both left it alone. No more business until things settle down a bit, James, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. They have had so much turnover this summer. Players, new manager. So we have struggled to get a good read on them. So I think give them a couple of weeks maybe, and then we'll get back involved. But for now, yeah, we're leaving them well alone.
Okay, I think a wise move. Okay, so let's go to our picks this week. Steve's got five, as he did last week, three of them coming in. James has got three picks. You both like the Friday night football, which is Lyon versus Troyes. Lyon did not play last week because their game with Lorient was called off because of a damaged pitch from a concert, I think, as well. The decision made on Thursday. So they've had a couple of weeks off. Steve, I wonder if it's come into your thinking at all that they haven't played in a little bit, but what are you thinking about this?
Well, I was quite impressed with Lyon in their first match of a season against Ajaccio, certainly before the red card anyway, which changed the game entirely. But they came out of the trap strongly. Again, this was against Ajaccio. They won it 2-1. And this is a nice matchup for them against Troyes, actually. It might have done them a favour almost that the Lorient match was postponed, because I think that would have been a difficult encounter against a team that sits deep and they might have got frustrated. Yes, the early stage of the season, you want to be playing football matches, but now they start the season with two games at home, which is not bad. And Troyes, for me, are just not in a good shape at all. They're conceding goals left, right and centre. 3-0 home defeat to Toulouse last week, and they were terrible. The manager's under pressure. They conceded three on the first round against Montpellier as well. The pick I like in this game is, I don't usually go in this market, but over 1.25 goals in the first half, which basically means if there's one goal exactly, we'll lose half. And if there's two or more goals, it'll win entirely. I certainly don't see this first half ending 0-0. I think Lyon will come out strong again, look to get on the front foot. And Troyes have conceded goals in the first half, both matches so far. So I think Lyon are really going to come out with energy straight away. If I had to predict a halftime score, I'd probably say 2-0 to Lyon. I don't really think Troyes will score in this game, but you can't fully trust the Lyon defence. I like them to get a really fast start here, so over 1.25 goals in the first half.
Yeah, I've gone with the same game here, Rob. Slightly different take on it to Steve. I'm going for Lyon on the Asian handicap. Lyon minus 1.5 on the Asian handicap, which is minus 108. I would echo a lot of Steve's thoughts on this game. My thinking was really driven by Troyes. I think they're a poor team. They were my pick pre-season to finish bottom. This season, I haven't seen anything yet to change my mind on that. They've begun, as Steve has said, with two defeats. They've conceded three goals in both of those games, which follows on from a terrible preseason. They conceded 15 in five preseason games. And they were really poor last week, losing at home to lose 3-0. They were very, very poor. There were a couple of things in that game particularly which led me towards this bet. The first was not just that the defending was terrible, as Steve has said, but it was the body language of the players. They were pointing at each other and blaming each other for every single goal last weekend, which does not bode well when you're about to face a Lyon side with good attacking potential. So there's big problems there. There was a real lack of aggression and organisation, I felt, in their defending last week. So I do not fancy them at all this weekend against a better attacking team, really, in Lyon. And the second thing, again, Steve's alluded to it, there are problems with this manager. There was talk in pre-season that that a delegation of players spoke over the head of the manager and questioned whether he was the right guy for the job. Problems dating back to to last season as well. So Bruno Irles, the manager, under huge pressure. And like Steve, I can see Lyon coming out faster. They did have a week off last week, which might have helped them. So I just feel that the difference in quality and form between these two teams makes Lyon on the Asian handicap a good pick this weekend.
Well, we don't talk about Marseille, but we do talk about Bruno, Steve, in fact, because he seems to be under some pressure. Yeah, they looked so open the other day against Toulouse, and I thought that was in part because Toulouse was so good. But good insight from you there, James, as well. And Lyon did score a couple of goals first half, didn't they, opening day? The Lacazette penalty and a Tete, I think. So let's see if they can have another bright start at home there. Actually, that brings us nicely to our second game. And this is one of yours, Steve, involving Toulouse. Now, I think it's fair to say we like Toulouse on this show. There was compelling cases made in the opening couple of shows about why they should have a promising season. And they host Lorient, who were in the aforementioned cancelled game, Steve.
Yeah, my pick for this game is Toulouse to win at minus 113. Straight on the nose job, this one, Rob. Simple as that. I'm actually going to start by talking about Lorient, though, because they were not in action last week, which I actually think hindered them. Unlike Lyon, I actually think it would have done them a favour to play the game. They just had a 1-0 win against Rennes away, which was a great result for them. They had momentum. And now they've got to go on the road once more to a difficult location at Toulouse, who've been flying, really, since last season in Ligue 2. They dominated it. They've come back with and they picked up 4 points from two games. Really, that match against Rennes, the goalkeeper for me, Mvogo, the new lad we talked about in the first show, had a good game. He made some very good saves, but I think there's definitely some errors in him. I don't like him against crosses at all. I think he flaps at a few of them. And there's definitely, the problem with Toulouse is for them that Branko van den Boomen, the top assist man in Ligue 2 last year, 20-odd assists, already had one this year. And he's going to put a lot of balls in the area like that from corners and free kicks. And I think the keeper for Lorient might struggle there. I'm also not sure Lorient will score a goal. They were very defensive-minded against Rennes. They got a goal on the counter-attack from an own goal. But Toulouse looked pretty solid so far, only one goal conceded. And I think they win this to nil, to be honest with you, Rob. It might take a bit of time to break Lorient down, but I'm thinking sort of a 2-0 type result. And let's just not overcomplicate things here. They're the better side for me. And I know Lorient did cost me on week one, but I'm willing to go against them again here.
Okay, so what's the bet, Steve?
Yeah, Toulouse to win the match. Yeah. Minus 113, straight up on the nose. Any Toulouse win, job done.
Okay, Toulouse got their first away win in 23 matches, but that was a run that extended back to their previous Ligue 1 spell. And they're a very different side now, James, aren't they? Obviously, a lot's changed there.
Yeah, they've been great. Really strong start to the season. I think of the promoted sides this season, they were the one that you felt would probably avoid relegation trouble. They've got a bit more quality about them and really enterprising football team, very positive. And, you know, we're in a phase now in League One where positive football seems to be paying off. First two match days, we've set all sorts of records in terms of total goals scored. And Toulouse are a good fit for that. So they do fit into sort of the way League One is going at the moment if you want to do well.
Okay, let's go to a game you both like as well. Another Sunday fixture, as was Toulouse. This one's Montpellier at Auxerre. You both have picks. So James, you can get us going here. And I think it's a similar vein of thought, actually, for both of you.
Yeah, we've both gone with the over goals. We've picked a slightly different over goals bet. I'm going with over 2.5 goals in this game, which is available at minus 103. I couldn't believe the price when I saw this at first glance. It's one of those when you look down the marquee, you think, wow, that's a bit of a standout. Simply based on how these two teams have played so far. So both Montpellier and Auxerre have been involved in high scoring matches. I think we've got 21 goals so far in the four games that these two sides have played. So you're averaging over five goals. Now, The expected goals actually tells you a slightly different story. It's lower than that, which you'd expect anyway. But we've talked about Auxerre before on this show, about how open they are. That's the way they play football. I don't see that changing. Montpellier are clearly better offensively than defensively. I think Steve last week alluded to maybe going on Montpellier, PSG, both teams scoring last week, which we didn't do as a pick, but would have paid off. And I think that shows the quality that Montpellier have got going forward. You know, they scored twice against PSG last week. And although they lost that game 5-2, I think on the back of that, they'll think, well, you know, we can definitely beat this Auxerre side. So I see it being an open match. And the way they've played, the strengths and weaknesses that the two teams have showed, there's no reason for me to oppose this game having three goals or more. It is the trend for the league in general, and it's certainly the trend for these two sides. So I was pretty confident that this will be a game with three goals or more.
Yeah, it's a very similar pick for me. I'm lacking the Conkers again here.
The Conkers are back.
I'm going over 2.25 goals at minus 136. So if there is two goals exactly, I will only lose half. But really, this is such an obvious pick. I expect to see this tipped everywhere coming into the weekend from Liga tipsters. You know, it's so obvious that, you know, even Stevie Wonder is going to see this pick. He really is. It's there's got to be goals left, right and centre. Auxerre, interestingly, signed a left-back on loan, Gideon Menzer, on loan from Salzburg. He was at Bordeaux last year in the worst ever defence that Liga saw. I mean, that doesn't bode particularly well for me. but both sides are very attack-minded. I don't think either manager knows how to defend at all. It's not in part of their strategy. They're both going to be trying to outscore each other. It's as simple as that, really. It's just a question of what bet you take. I mean, both teams to score is very, very likely as well. But, you know, if Montpellier really get into gear, Montpellier should be winning the game because they've got a bit of extra quality in the side. So there's always a chance they could maybe win like 3-0, 4-0. But I think the overs here, I mean, James is over 2.5 or my over 2.25. You want to be getting on that, in my opinion. One of the best bets of the week.
Yeah, there was something that really stood out, actually, from the Paris Saint-Germain game. They obviously beat Montpellier 5-2 last week. And from the Auxerre game, was how dangerous Paris Saint-Germain looked from set pieces and how vulnerable Montpellier looked from them. And Auxerre, I think, scored from two set pieces as well last week. That definitely seems to be a problem area for them. So I could
see. Yeah, that's right, actually, Rob. It's a really good shout. You know, those balls into the box in the Auxerre game is probably not something you'd associate with them, historically speaking, but that is a threat. And I think defensively, the Montpellier coach has actually been very open about their problems. Even before the PSG game last week, the Montpellier coach said, we don't have a central defensive partnership at the moment, which I kind of believe in. He dropped Mamadou Sakho last weekend against PSG, who on paper is easily their most experienced and still technically their best defender. So there are big problems at the heart of that Montpellier defence at the moment.
And we're going to get on to PSG. Actually, should we do that now? Maybe we should. Actually, let's do Angers-Brest first. Do you want to do this one quickly, Steve? What have you seen here?
The bet I like for this game is both teams to score, Rob, at minus 137. And I prefer this to the overs because I could definitely see one all being in play for this game. Brest last week actually played very well against Marseille. They had an XG of 2.24. They should have scored more than one goal against Marseille. And, you know, they had a 2-3 defeat against Lens as well first week. They're quite an offensive-minded side, but you never trust their defence either. Angers fought back from 2-0 down against Auxerre last week, got themselves a draw. And, you know, the first week, I think I mentioned it on the previous show, there was a mad 0-0 draw against Nantes, but only the goalkeepers kept it scoreless. So I think it's a sort of fixture. Both teams will be going for it. I don't think you can trust the over 2.5 as much because there's a tendency for both teams to miss too many chances at times and frustrate you. But I could definitely see a one-all draw. And then, you know, say 10, 15 minutes left, they might just take a point. But both teams score in this one for me, Rob, minus 137.
Okay, so that's one of Steve's next picks. So that's Angers-Brest. Let's go to James's next one. Rennes versus Ajaccio, and then we'll finish with Paris Saint-Germain. What you got here, James?
Yes, Rennes versus Ajax here. I'm backing Rennes here on the Asian handicap. -1.25 is available at -113. A lot of my thinking here, Rob, is on Ajaccio, actually, and the fact that they are going to struggle to score goals this season. They're a promoted side. They went up from League Dirt last season with a pretty weak attack there. They weren't even in the top 10 scoring teams in that division, yet they got promoted. And I watched their game against Lens last weekend, which was at home, which finished 0-0. Actually defended pretty well. But there's so few goals in this team. It's insane, really. They've only got three strikers in the squad, none of whom is likely to be prolific at this level. The manager has said he would like to get in two more strikers before the window closes. Well, he's not got them this weekend. And so we can still maybe make some money on Ajaccio, sorry, struggling to get the goals. And I'd question the quality of striker they'll be able to attract anyway. So it's really their lack of goals is going to be a big problem. They created very, very little against Lens last weekend. And I think away at Rennes, it's going to be difficult for them because they'll come under more defensive pressure than they did against Lens last weekend. And although Rennes have started the season fairly badly by the standards you might expect of them, they lost on the opening day, then they could only draw against a 10-man Monaco last weekend. I think they're too good to have a third consecutive game where they underperform. They got a lot of quality in the squad, and a good team news going into the weekend. So I fancy Rennes this weekend to finally hit their stride. And I just think, although I'm sure Ajaccio will put up decent resistance, I think their inability to create and take chances at the other end makes the Asian handicap a pretty good pick here. Because if Rennes win the game by a single goal with our pick, you only lose half your stakes. And if Rennes win by a couple of goals, which they're fully capable of doing, then you'll make a profit. So that's my pick on this one.
I did consider taking Rennes to win to nil in this game at plus money, actually. But Steve Mandanda is injured for them. I don't know what's going on with Alfred Gomez. So Alamdar is going to be in the sticks, and he's a weird keeper. He comes up with some good saves, but also makes some mistakes. Problem for Ajaccio, their best striker from last season, in my opinion, was Jean-Philippe Crasso, who was on loan from Saint-Étienne. He's gone back to Saint-Étienne this year in Ligue 2. He's going to try and get them back up. And they've lost Gaëtan Corté to Guingamp. So, I mean, their options are very limited, Ajaccio. I can't see them scoring in this game. So I think you've got a good chance there, James.
Yeah, Alan Dar made that awful mistake to allow Brel Embolo score in the 1-1 draw with Monaco last Friday. They did give up lots of chances, Ren, in that game. Is that not worry, James? I mean, it was against 10-man Monaco. And I know Monaco are a different calibre of team, but Monaco had so many chances, Mr. Penalty.
Yeah, it is a slight concern. You know, we do have an issue with the Rennes defence at the moment in that the centre-back partnership from last year is not there because Agüero's gone to West Ham and Amari's out injured. So, yeah, we have an issue there with the two new centre-backs still finding their feet. And they, you know, they might be a little bit open again, but I kind of side with that average defence still being a little bit better than the really poor Ajaccio attack. Yeah. That's my sort of thinking on this because there are so few goals, you know, in the Ajaccio side. They really are. And if you look at the rest of the side, they're not a team that have got particularly high-scoring midfielders. Vincent Marchetti and Thomas Mangani looks like it's a new centre-midfield partnership. They're not players who are probably going to score in open play. So, yeah, even against a slightly dodgy Rennes defence, I think Ajaccio will struggle this weekend.
Okay, I suppose you've got that little bit of courage as well with that bet as well, in case they don't run away with it. Let's go to the final game of the weekend then. An absolute corker, the late kickoff Sunday evening. Lille versus Paris Saint-Germain. Renato Sanchez already returning to the club he left in the summer. He actually scored in the 5-2 win against Montpellier last weekend. We have Neymar and Mbappe drama, but they did score 5-14 in their opening three games, Paris Saint-Germain. And I know you've had a fair bit of joy, James, so far with the fact that they are scoring so many goals. Steve, do you want to get us going on this one? Because I think it's your pick on this one.
Yeah, my selection for this game is over three goals, Rob. I think there's going to be at least three in this game at worst to get a push out of it. I think it's going to be a really good watch. I think for the neutral, get yourself watching this game on Sunday evening because PSG are actually playing good football under Christophe Galtier. For the first time in a while, they actually seem quite watchable. Neymar and Messi are really enjoying their football. Genuine smile on their faces. Obviously, we've got the Mbappe issues from the weekend, but I know what Mbappe's like. Whenever he gets criticism or he's under fire, then he wants to perform himself. So he's going to be really highly motivated this week. Lille, for their part, we know they've got goals in them. And we also know that they're probably a bit more vulnerable in defence than they have been in recent years. So I could certainly see Lille scoring in this game. PSG conceded twice against Montpellier last week. And if they're going to be ahead so often in games, that they might be prone to some lapses at the back. So I think both teams can contribute here. I certainly would expect PSG to win, but something like 3-1 is possible, 4-1. So over three goals is certainly the selection that I like. I think there's at least three, which would mean a refund, but hopefully more.
Yeah, I haven't got a pick on this game, Rob. It's very difficult to argue with anything that Steve said there. I think one of the goal lines on PSG games at the moment are very interesting in that, are they actually set too low, even though the market is really making this, in theory, the most likely high-scoring game of the weekend? If you watch the way they've played so far, do we need to be even more ambitious with it? Because they scored five goals in each of their first two league games. They scored four in the Champions Trophy before that. They scored five last weekend with a missed penalty. It's difficult to know why would that stop. Now, they're not going to score five every weekend, but they're creating so many chances. And actually, you could argue they've been a little bit wasteful in their games so far, and they've still got five goals. Why would it stop? If you look at this weekend, I suppose you can argue that they're facing the best team they've faced so far. Lille are better than Montpellier. They are better than Clermont. Maybe that will make it more likely that they're not as prolific. But at the moment, if you're back in this game to have three goals, it's difficult to make a counter-argument against that, given how PSG are playing, how the front three are scoring, how the team's set up, and how things are going for them. So it's one of those things where it's make hay while the sun shines. Maybe there are some good betting opportunities on PSG, and then the market will react a little bit further down the line. So, I can't argue with the game having three or more goals this weekend.
Yeah, Mbappe was the favourite, by the way, to finish top scorer, and he did score on his return in the Montpellier game. But Neymar took the second penalty after Mbappe's miss, and we'll wait to see who is officially on penalties from here on in, because that might be interesting for the goal scorer market. So Steve's bet, but their pick there, by the way, -112.
Yeah, right? -112 over three goals. And you know what? To solve the penalty situation, let's get Sergio Ramos on the penalties. He has the highest percentage of all of them. Has taken more than two penalties, so get him on them.
He'll Panenka every single one of them as well. Okay, let's get the guys' favourite pick of their picks this week. But quickly, for more from James, Steve, and all the experts on all the European leagues, the myriad of leagues we cover on the Bet River shows, follow on Twitter at Because We Win. Let's have your favourite picks of the week. James, you first.
Yeah, of my three picks, Rob, this week, my favourite is Lyon. That's -1.5 on the Asian handicap at home to Troyes, and that's available at -108.
Yeah, my best pick or favourite pick is Montpellier against Auxerre over 2.25 goals. Let's see if I can actually get the best pick of the week winning this time, because the first two have failed.
I think those two are the most compelling picks, actually, that you guys have put forward today. Okay, gents, thank you very much. Great stuff and insight, as always. That's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Liga show, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Of course, all prices available at the Bet Rivers website. Goodbye from Steve, James, and myself for now, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the Bet Rivers Network.